Let's see. A White Woman writes a novel about black domestics in the violently segregated South in the 60s. She calls it The Help, the dismissive word used for these women who cleaned, cooked, often single-handedly raised the children of their white employers, women who were just like family, only they had to use outdoor bathrooms. A novel exploring such a sensitive time in recent American history, The Help had a lot of potential for disaster. But instead, the 2009 book by Catherine Stockett became, and still is, a New York Times bestseller and book club staple. And now the film has arrived. It tells the story of Abilene and Minnie, two maids, and Skeeter, a young, white, Old Miss grad who chafes at the status quo in her hometown of Jackson, Mississippi. Skeeter wants to be a writer, and she comes to Abilene with a proposal. Talk to me about working for Miss Lefour.
I want to interview you about what it's like to work as a maid. I'd like to do a book of interviews about working for white families. We could show what it's like to work for, say, Elizabeth.
You know what Miss Lefour would do to me if she knew I was telling stories on her?
Well, I was thinking that we wouldn't have to tell her.
In the Jim Crow South, we can only imagine what Ms. Lefort would do if she knew her black maid was telling stories on her. The film adaptation of The Help opens in theaters tomorrow. Author Catherine Stockett's childhood friend Tate Taylor wrote the screenplay. He's also the director. He joins us in the studio. Tate, welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us, two of the stars of the film, Emma Stone, who plays Skeeter, the budding writer and integrationist. Emma, welcome to you.
Oh, thank you.
And Octavia Spencer plays Minnie, one of the household help, she of the impossibly expressive eyes. Octavia, welcome to you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Black maids in the South in the 60s. Now, as one reviewer in Entertainment Weekly said, this was sort of, the thought is sort of cringe-inducing at first. Was it for you as well?
I will say that when I read the first line and I saw that there was a dialect, I was taken aback. But as I continued to read, I realized she wasn't making a statement about race as most books of that era usually do with women and men of color. I felt as if both the black women and the young white girl had a stake in what they were doing.
So you had the same response actually that readers are having, that, you know, that first initial kind of, wait a minute, what's this about? And Tate, maybe you didn't have that initially because, as I said, you and Catherine grew up together. You, as I understand, in the 70s, both had black domestics in your families. So maybe did you understand going in how maybe a little more complicated it was than people might think?
I did. But, you know, I wrote this from an emotional place when I read her manuscript. I mean, the very reason Catherine wrote the novel, it was literally on 9/11. She was quite homesick, and she longed to be with a woman named Dimitri, who had all the answers when she was a child.
And was this her childhood
maid? This was the domestic that had been with her family for 32 years, and Dimitri had passed away. So Catherine began writing some short stories just to have Dimitri talk to her, to comfort her, and that became Abilene.
Well, here's a scene in which Abilene cares for, you know, nurtures her little white charge, Mae Mobley.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important. You is smart, you is kind, you is important.
When I got to Abilene's relationship with Mae Mobley in the manuscript, my skin literally started to tingle, and I thought about the woman in my life named Carol Lee, who I had that relationship with. And I, like Catherine, I just loved going behind the doors of Dimitri and Carol Lee and seeing them at home.
Well, I'm wondering, too, you know, Catherine Stockett's childhood domestic that she grew up with in Jackson, Mississippi, had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
The woman in your life was still alive. Did this book prompt you to talk to her about any of those things you couldn't as a child?
She's always been in my life. But, again, Catherine and I were raised in the 70s, and my mom and Carol had each other's back. They were two single parents who were both struggling. So it was very different, but with the core of it was that love and respect and the fact that this woman shaped me and made me often many of the reasons I'm the man that I am.
So Emma Stone, we understand that when you started exploring the possibility of being in this film, or the film explored the possibility of you being in the film, your mom had a reaction to that. What was that?
Oh, yeah. She was just an enormous fan of the book, and I hadn't heard of the book before meeting Tate. And when I called my mom to let her know that I was going to be meeting a director for a movie called The Help, she was
beside herself and told me the whole story of the book.
She texted like 3 times during our meeting asking how it was going.
Because she's fine. She's one of the you know, the thousands who have embraced this
millions.
Book. But so here you are playing this Skeeter, this white woman in the South. Explain some of the tensions that Skeeter's looking at, observing.
Skeeter grew up with a girl named Hilly Holbrook, who's played by Bryce Dallas Howard. And Hilly Holbrook and Skeeter are not so similar in their mentality and in their viewpoint toward racial issues, basically, in general. Skeeter also was lucky enough to have a relationship with Constantine, who's played by Cicely Tyson, who was her family's domestic. Her relationship with her mother is very strained, and Constantine really made her feel understood and like it was okay to be who she was, and it was okay to be different, and it was okay to be a writer and to have a different viewpoint than her friends. And I don't think Hilly was lucky enough to have that.
Tate, you filmed largely in some very impoverished counties in Mississippi, so you felt good about that, pouring some money into the area. But that means that, Octavia, you and many of this unbelievable, stellar cast of African-American actors and actresses was plunged back into the scene of this history. What was that like for you guys?
I can only speak for myself. I can tell you it was a challenge. It definitely made me have a chip on my shoulder, which I used in the performance. All right, I'm going to do it. But I need to make sure she understand this ain't no game we playing here. Slide your chap under that table. Face me. I need to see you square on at all times. I got to come up with your questions, too?
Oh. Let's begin with where you were born.
Belzona, Mississippi, on my great auntie's sofa. But the wonderful thing about everything was this wonderful cast that we had. They kept me from going too dark and to a place that's foreign to me.
And, Tate, I guess I'm asking you to speak for Catherine as well, but we won't give away the ending for the 5 people, you know, who don't know it, but it's uplifting. Mm-hmm. And as a director, was it hard to sort of walk that line between not making it too wishful thinking? This same storyline in reality in that time would not have happened. It would seem a lot of people involved would have been killed, mm-hmm. you know, for daring to do what these black women and this white writer dared to do.
Well, everything you cited about death and being caught was actually as if they had been caught, which they were not. But what I focused on and what Catherine focused on, and I just wanted to carry the torch, was she didn't want to write a book about racism and African-American victims. She wanted to write a book about women who were victims of circumstance. The whole thing that fascinated her was that the world was changing, but yet the homes were being run as if they had been run in the 1800s. Racism and the bigotry of the South is definitely the backdrop of the movie. But what I wanted to focus on were what these women have in common.
The movie is The Help. We've been speaking with the stars, Octavia Spencer and Emma Stone, and also the director, screenwriter, Tate Taylor. Thanks so much, and best of luck to you, although I think... I don't think you need my encouragement.
We really appreciate
you
having us.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.